here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Does anybody know where Joe Biden is today? This guy takes three-day weekends every week. It's unbelievable. When he works, if he works, it's 4 days a week. He was supposed to have a meeting today with Speaker McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling and the budget. And he just blows it off. He and his people run around telling you the sky is falling, their hair's on fire, such as it is. And then he blows off another meeting. I mean, we have a man in the Oval Office. May I say man? Maybe I shouldn't. Who is driving this country into the dirt. Everything he does and everything he touches. Now, there's a lot going on in this country today. But I want to underscore something to you that probably no other host would begin with. Because this is going to affect you in ways you can't even imagine yet. We talked about preliminary regulations that the EPA was putting out when it comes to literally energy production. Well, they did it. Epic times. After weeks of buildup, the EPA unveiled its strictest ever rules for power produced using natural gas. Remember when that was a good thing? Because natural gas is clean. Remember all that? Coal and oil that could spur the use of carbon capture technologies. Okay. Carbon capture technologies don't work. And they cost an incredible amount of money. In fact, you even have some left-wing groups who've said these carbon capture methods actually create more carbon than they eliminate. So here's another instance of using phony science to push your agenda and to drag down our country. The standards released yesterday would affect new and old power infrastructure, new and old, including new natural gas turbines. So your company, and you just created these new natural gas turbines, right? Following the brand new EPA regulations. And then in comes Biden and they say, oh, we have even more regulations. So what you did doesn't matter. You just can't keep putting capital into this kind of project, energy production, when you're pushed and pulled by regulators in Washington, D.C. who don't have the foggiest idea what the hell they're doing. Now, United States still has hundreds of coal plants. The number of such installations has fallen sharply during the past decade. Well, we'll see some coal retirements, EPA Administrator Michael Regan told reporters. He added that individual states and companies would have significant discretion in terms of implementation. This is nationalization through the back door. You own an energy company. You don't have the freedom to do what you want. You have to get permission from bureaucrats at the EPA, bureaucrats at the Energy Department. And under this administration, you're not going to get it. So in effect, your company's been nationalized. You could be the CEO, chairman of the board, president, all three positions. But in the end, you're not in charge. He added that individual states and companies would have significant discretion. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. U.S. Envoy John Kerry in 2021 said the U.S. simply won't have coal on its grid by 2030. Well, if we don't, many of you are going to freeze. I can tell you that. The EPA's proposal also intended to induce U.S. power plants to boost their use of certain technologies, including the co-firing of fossil fuels with what it calls low greenhouse gas, hydrogen, and in particular the capture, sequestration, and storage of carbon. Now think about that. How ridiculous that is. And carbon isn't even a pollutant. It's never been a pollutant. Regan told reporters that the standards are about clean air to breathe. No, they're not. No, they're not. In fact, here's the deal about climate change, which is the nomenclature they finally settled on. Here's the deal. This is the biggest ruse America has ever confronted. Through the idea of climate change and the control of carbon, which isn't even a pollutant, which plants need to produce oxygen. It's called osmosis. Look it up. It gives the federal government authority to do virtually anything it wants to do. In terms of taxation, in terms of regulation. Look what they're already doing. They're reaching into your home and they're regulating basic appliances, driving up the costs to the point where many of you won't be able to even afford them when your current appliances break down. What else are they doing? They're banning your automobile, your vehicle. Most of us don't want electric vehicles. We know this because even though there's subsidies out there, we're subsidizing ourselves, you know. We're not buying them. So what are they doing? They're going to regulate tailpipe emissions to the point where you can't have fossil fuels in an automobile. In other words, outlaw the combustion engine. This is the only generation in world history, certainly in the United States, that is seeking ways to abandon progress, economic progress, technological progress. This generation, the only one ever. Ever. It's really quite amazing. It's because we're dealing with these Marxists. So they're attacking the production of energy, natural gas, coal, and oil. You need all of those to produce electricity. They're attacking the electrical grid. Remember I told you about that the other week? So now they're attacking the sources of energy. You're going to plug in your car, and there's going to be nothing there. You're going to plug in your car only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're stampeding we, the people, away from fossil fuels to electricity. And then they're going to stampede us towards public transportation because there won't be enough electricity. At the same time as I'm speaking to you now, they're attacking single-family homes with housing and urban development and zoning requirements at the federal level, never happened before, to eliminate single-family homes. So they want to stampede us into more and more dense populated areas. So they want to stampede us into apartment complexes and public transportation. That's where this is headed. That's exactly where this is going. In the name of climate change, your mobility will be extremely limited. You will be monitored. You will be tracked. And they will have control over your lifestyle. And the degrowth movement, the Marxist degrowth movement, will succeed. What you see happening today is not the end of their game plan. It never is. They're never going to stop harassing us, interfering in our lives, tormenting us, stealing our property, and stealing our money. They're never going to stop. Ever. And so what's happening today is a step toward the next day, and a step toward the day after that, and a step toward the next year, and the year after that. I am telling you what they're going to do. At some point, they're going to limit the amount of vehicles that a household could have, depending on what you do and how many people are in your household. At some point, they're going to eliminate vehicles altogether. You're going to have to use public transportation. At some point, the idea of a home with a white picket fence is going to be eliminated. They've already begun that process. At some point, you're going to be corralled into public housing of one sort or another. Your lifestyles are going to change forever. Maybe it'll be 20 years, 40 years, or 100 years from now. But it's coming. That's why I led off with this story. This cannot be ignored. And if you vote Democrat, this is what you're voting for. Because the Democrat Party is all in. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now, I know you guys are worried. Federal Reserve staff said banking crises fallout could push the economy into recession this year. But you can do something about that. Learn how to protect the retirement you worked really hard for. I think a great way is to diversify with gold, and specifically a gold IRA. That's right, physical gold in your IRA. My favorite gold IRA company is Augusta Precious Metals. You got to call these guys and learn how a gold IRA can help you. So if you've saved $100,000 or more in a 401k or an IRA, call Augusta Precious Metals and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. Tell them Mark sent you, and they'll give you a free gold coin when you open a gold IRA. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions. Get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. What a great company. You need to understand what's taking place here, America. There is no specific statutory authority for any of this. These laws that were passed in the 1970s. The Supreme Court ruled less than 20 years ago in Massachusetts v. EPA by 5-4 in an outrageous ruling by the activist judges, the activist justices, which allowed the EPA to regulate carbon dioxide, even though it was not and is not a pollutant. That opened the door to everything, to all of it. So none of this is legitimate from a legal or constitutional basis. None of it. But the left, but essentially and importantly, the Democrat Party has seized on it to destroy our country. They've seized on it to empower themselves. They've seized on it to reach into your homes, which I thought were private, to determine what kind of appliances you're going to have. And a government that can reach into your home and determine what kind of stove you're going to have, what kind of washing machine, what kind of window air conditioning unit or HVAC system, that can reach into your garage and determine the make of your automobile. From Washington, D.C., faceless, nameless bureaucrats who've never gotten any dirt under their fingernails, who don't know anything about what they're regulating. It's driven by ideology and power and control. Then you lose your country. What are the limits to the climate change agenda? Ask yourself, what are the limits? If they can affect toasters and ovens and stoves and dishwashers and the combustion engine and the materials in your home and all the rest of it, what are the limits? What are the limits? If they can attack the electrical grid while pretending to prop it up, if they can attack power plants, which are going to result in brownouts and blackouts, folks, I've been talking about this for years. It's happening right now. There are no limits. They got a taste of power and tyranny and totalitarianism during the pandemic. The bureaucrats sat back and they watched. They watched as these blue state governors used the virus to control you, to control your movement, to control your businesses, to control your employment, to control your clothing, what you put on your face, to control your children, the lack of education for your children. We saw how politicized it was, how science had become a lie. They saw the power that they have. And so climate change is, in effect, the COVID-19 virus. This guy, Michael Regan, steps up. You didn't elect this guy. Telling you what he's going to do, how it's going to clean the air and all the rest of it. It's not going to clean the air to have electric vehicles. We've talked about that. The amount of mining and activity that goes into getting cobalt and these other rare earth minerals, and they're not even us. In Africa, in Afghanistan, in China, in Ukraine, they don't even exist here for the most part. We want from energy independence, something we have strived for half a century, thanks to fracking and natural gas, thanks to clean coal, playing by the rules. And they blow it up. They come in and they blow it up. It's just a matter of time, and not a lot of time, till the consequences of this are going to be devastating to our economy, to our society, to law and order when you have economic dislocation. And our enemies are going to move on us because they're not committing suicide. We are. Same with immigration and the open border. Same with inflation and the dollar. The Democrat Party is destroying America. I'll be right back. Now, I know you guys are worried. Federal Reserve staff said banking crises fallout could push the economy into recession this year. But you can do something about that. Learn how to protect the retirement you worked really hard for. I think a great way is to diversify with gold, and specifically a gold IRA. That's right, physical gold in your IRA. My favorite gold IRA company is Augusta Precious Metals. You got to call these guys and learn how a gold IRA can help you. So if you've saved $100,000 or more in a 401k or an IRA, call Augusta Precious Metals and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. Tell them Mark sent you, and they'll give you a free gold coin when you open a gold IRA. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions. Get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. What a great company.
America's most powerful conservative voice, The Mark Levin Show. Dial in now, 877-381-3811.
These things happen for a reason. These are man-made problems that we're confronting right now. Inflation, we talked to you about that even before it began, that what the Democrats were doing would cause massive inflation. And now what Joe Biden is doing, he's not even showing up for work, claiming the Republicans want to shut down the economy, really is so sickening. That the border is wide open and millions and millions and millions of people are coming here illegally because of Donald Trump and the Republicans. How sick is that? How sick is that? He's triggered the whole thing. Or that when we have brownouts and blackouts or energy shortages and that sort of thing, it's Putin's fault. When he is literally, literally cutting off our own supplies. If you're an enemy of America, like the communist Chinese, you're thinking to yourself, this is fantastic. This damn fool, look what he's doing to his own country, and it only cost us about $10 to $30 million. To buy him off, he and his family. To show you how disgusting the media are. The New York Times essentially says today that the information coming out on the Biden crime family proves that Joe didn't do anything. So they're in full cover-up mode. Full cover-up mode. Quite remarkable, don't you think? It proves that Biden's okay. 20 shell companies, 5 banks, God knows how many, well, they said 179 suspicious wire transfers. Tell me, how many suspicious wire transfers do you or your family members have? We've got whistleblowers now galore coming out of the woodwork from the FBI and the IRS going through the process trying to be heard. And they wave complete cover-up and obstruction mode from the FBI, Department of Justice, and the IRS, and the State Department now. They won't release information related to our spectacular withdrawal from Afghanistan. Remember? It was a complete success. And then when you raise questions, oh, that's Trump's fault. Now, wait a minute. Was it a success or Trump's fault? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Alejandro Mayorkas. Here, guys, on the Morning Joe today. Morning Joe has no viewers. He's got a complete and utter disaster that he's created on the southern border. And he has time to go on the Morning Joe show, Mr. Producer? He's time to go on TV? And in going on TV, he goes on one of the lowest-rated shows in America? What is that? He's asked questions by Jonathan Laramie. I don't even know who that is. What is Scarborough on vacation now, too? Maybe he's with Joe. Good buddy Joe. Cut one, go.
Florida judge blocked an emergency program known as parole with conditions, which would have allowed some migrants arriving at the U.S. southern border to enter the country for a limited amount of time while they await processing. Can you tell us what sort of impact will that decision have?
Okay, so first of all, federal judge said in Florida to Mayorkas, who was going to release immigrants before they got court dates. So they didn't have court dates. Administrative judges. They had to come back to get court dates. So in other words, they'd be free and far flung throughout the United States, and that would be the end of that. So the judge said, no, you're going to follow the parole process. And so now the judge is the enemy. Jonathan Laramere sounds like another putz. Go ahead.
The administration be appealing?
very harmful ruling attacking a practice that prior administrations have used. It's not new, but let me share with you what happens. First of all, the majority of individuals will be removed. When a Border Patrol facility...
No, they won't. By whom? They'll be removed by whom? And how? Guy gets in there, he lies like a rug, this guy. I'm waiting for the impeachment proceedings. Are we going to impeach any of these people? You know, it's a waste of time. Right. The same bastards that kept going after Trump. Investigations are always a waste of time. Impeachment's always a waste of time, except when they're doing it. Now, they have the benefit of a corrupt Democrat Party media cheering them on. Don't get me wrong. And they have benefit of former phony fraud prosecutors who get on there and tell you what a slam dunk case they have. But still, you got to do what's right. Go ahead.
Crowded. We screen and vet the individuals in our custody.
You are a liar. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in this country. Illegal immigrants. They call them gotaways. We're not vetting or screening them. That's number one. Number two, vetting and screening. So somebody comes into this country from, let's say, Africa or Southeast Asia or Central or South America or wherever they come from. We ask them their name. They don't have any papers. How are we vetting and screening them? We giving them a whole host of medical and lab tests where they have to wait in place until we get the results? What does that mean you're vetting and screening them? See, this a-hole for MSNBC, he's just there pitching softballs down the middle of the plate. Go ahead.
We release them to go.
Shut up, you idiot. Then we have Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's getting more obnoxious by the second. The less she knows, the more obnoxious she becomes. Cut to go.
On the ruling in Florida last night against these releases and the Biden administration's statement in that legal filing that 45,000 individuals are going to be in custody by the end of this month, we're not able to go forward with this process of releases. What's the backup plan now?
So let me just say on the ruling that you just laid out to me. So look, the way we see that, it's sabotage. It's pure and simple. That's how
Sabotage by a federal judge? It's sabotage? You know, I remember the good old days when the media would get very upset when politicians talk about judges this way. Sabotage? Because a judge ruled on the law and ruled in a way that this cabal of left-wing hacks doesn't like? So the judge is involved in sabotage, you see. He must be conspiring with the Republicans who will not secure the border. See, the Republicans won't secure the border. Let me tell you a little secret. Every Republican but two last night voted to secure the border again. Every Democrat voted against it. Every Democrat voted against it. So you people who have been voting for a moderate Democrat, a Democrat who says we're with a bipartisan, they're all phonies and frauds. Don't you understand? So not a single House Democrat voted to secure the border last night. Every Republican but two voted to secure it. And I don't know what Mitch McConnell is doing there in the Senate, sitting on his flabby ass in there. Well, I'm going to tell you about Donald Trump. Let me tell you about Tucker Carlson. Let me shut up, you idiot. You don't need to tell us anything. Go ahead.
Reads to us the claims that CBP is allowing or encouraging mass release of migrants and is just categorically false. That is not.
It's just false, ladies and gentlemen. All those people coming across the border illegally, the union that represents the Border Patrol, the union that represents ICE, the men and women in law enforcement on the border, they're all just seeing things. They don't know what the hell's going on. Biden knows. And Karine Jean-Pierre, she knows. It's going swimmingly. They're securing the border. They have a process. They're vetting people. And now a federal judge has sabotaged them. And the Republicans put this administration in this position. You believe this? It's one thing to do this. It's another thing to lie about it and blame other people. This is how they get away with it. Rush used to call them low-information voters. You got people out there who are Democrat diehards. They read the New York Slimes and the Washington Compost. They watch the Constipated News Network and the MSLSD, and they, wow, you know, that makes sense to me. Go ahead.
That is not what's happening. And it is a harmful ruling, and the Department of Justice is going to fight it. That's what we're going to see, and we're going to continue.
Oh, wow, the Department of Justice. What a funny name for that place. They're going to fight it. They don't hold their own administration responsible for failing to follow our immigration laws. No, they're going to fight this judge who sabotaged the administration. Yeah, right. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now, I know you guys are worried. Federal Reserve staff said banking crises fallout could push the economy into recession this year. But you can do something about that. Learn how to protect the retirement you worked really hard for. I think a great way is to diversify with gold, and specifically a gold IRA. That's right, physical gold in your IRA. My favorite gold IRA company is Augusta Precious Metals. You got to call these guys and learn how a gold IRA can help you. So if you've saved $100,000 or more in a 401k or an IRA, call Augusta Precious Metals and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. Tell them Mark sent you, and they'll give you a free gold coin when you open a gold IRA. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions. Get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. What a great company. You have to be as big of an idiot as Joe Biden to believe that the Republicans and a judge are responsible for what's going on at the border. This is all intended. Joe Biden immediately came into office, and he and his fellow communists, that's right, reversed course on every one of Donald Trump's measures to secure the border. And this is part of this whole American Marxist mindset that is supported by the New York Slimes and the Washington Compost, among others, and certainly is now the heart and soul of the Democrat Party. Oh, yes, yes. The administration is very, very busy lighting matches everywhere. It is an administration full of arsonists. Now, you can tell they hate the country, right? You can tell they hate progress. You can tell they hate the American citizenry and the middle class. You can see it all around you. It's no joke. Here we go. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing today. Cut three, go.
Can you tell us how many migrant children are presently in U.S. custody?
I would refer you to the HHS. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
The website has not reported any data on this since January, and they're typically reported once a month. So in light, especially of this migrant death of a child, a couple of days ago, just want to know why that data is not there and if it's being kept somewhere else, if it'll be released to us.
Well, first, as I will reiterate, as I mentioned to Zeke, who asked this question, our hearts go out to the family members.
No, they don't. Your hearts don't go anywhere. You all have ice water in your veins. If your hearts went out, you'd stop what's going on the border. So don't hand us that crap. Go ahead.
news and incredibly saddened to hear that news. There's a medical investigation that started on May 10th that's going to...
She didn't ask you a word about that. How many numbers of children are presently in U.S. custody? It used to be on your website. You stopped putting on there since January. What's the number? Go ahead.
That process to continue. As far as the data, that is something that comes from HHS, so I would have to refer you to them.
So she should walk all the way to HHS or pick up the phone and call HHS. Go ahead.
Working to track that down, because especially after the New York Times report that HHS lost contact with 85,000 children over the course of the last 2 years and lost immediate contact with a third of migrant children, that data not being there is alarming.
I expect HHS to provide that data. That is something that they would have for you to share with you.
But you don't? It's not a priority? Well, let me ask you another question. How many children are in cages today? Do you have that data? You were throwing those stones at the Trump administration. I'm just curious. 85,000 people the administration has lost contact with. I mean children. 85,000 children. It's in the New York Slimes. Of course, the New York Slimes is their real Bible. They don't believe in the other one. So they look at the Slimes, and the Slimes tells them it's 85,000. So she didn't even remember that because she's dense. I would suggest you go to HHS. Why? What are they going to tell me? Folks, I'm telling you now. I don't think the nation can survive 4 more years of this. It'll be hard to survive 2 more years of this if we do. They have their foot on the gas pedal. They are moving in every direction as fast as they can. Every wrecking ball that they can get, they're using against our country. And here's the thing. It's easier to destroy things than to build things. Putin knows it in Russia as he's trying to blow apart Ukraine and every city they have. Terrorists know it. Socialists know it. And Marxists in Venezuela and Cuba and other places know it. It's easier to destroy things than to build things. And you know who else knows it? The Democrat Party. As they destroy one institution after another, one tradition after another... I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Mayorkas was on CNN, NBC, ABC, and MSNBC this morning. So he's out there doing a full court propaganda campaign rather than on the border watching what he did. Joe Biden was hiding today. Where's Joe Biden today? He's nowhere. Where's Kamala? Nowhere. Where's anybody? Nowhere. Because they stunk up the place, that's why. Savannah Guthrie is a host on the Today Show, which is really unwatchable. It's really unwatchable. They go from attacking Republicans to cooking pizza or something. But anyway... Mayorkas is there, even she's skeptical. Cut four, go.
Let me ask you about this severe overcrowding we're already seeing in detention facilities. They're overflowing such that you've announced a new policy this week that allows some highly vetted migrants to be released into this country, but with no court date and no way to track them. Now, late yesterday, a federal judge struck that down. What now, then? What do you do about this overcrowding?
So we consider that ruling to be very harmful. The procedure that
That's
we were...
That's it. Attack the judge. Again. It's a very harmful ruling. You know, but for that judge, everything would be going swimmingly. And but for the Republicans, of course, who didn't have the majority for 2 years, everything would be just fantastic. But those racist bastard Republicans and that judge, that saboteur, my God, our hands are tied, Savannah. And Savannah, why are you named after a city in Georgia anyway? Go ahead.
Something that other administrations have done. These individuals are screened and vetted, and then they are released and then placed into immigration enforcement proceedings.
All right, they're not placed into immigration enforcement proceedings. Would you please show up 90 days from now? It's not even 90 days from now. It's years from now. Do you know that there is an over 2 million person backlog with these administrative law judges, Mr. Producen? 2 million. But listen to how he says. And of course, Savannah Guthrie, named after Savannah, Georgia, no doubt. She doesn't know that, so she doesn't question him. Wait a minute. Wait a minute there, pal. There's 2 million, more than 2 million people backed up. What do you they're put in a process. And how do you vet them? What do you look at? Go ahead.
Of course, considering its options with respect to the court's ruling.
Yeah.
But we're ready for different.
Now, the court really stuck it to them this way. It said, follow your procedures. What do you mean? You need to give these people dates for going in front of these administrative law judges. See, he caught them. They're lying. They're just processing them through. Do you know why they had 1,500 military personnel at the border? To free up the Border Patrol and ICE so they can process these people through and release them into the United States. This is no joke. To have this lying piece of you-know-what going around to every... And have you noticed the hosts don't even know the facts, so they don't even know how to confront him? Have you noticed that? Go ahead.
You know, Savannah. People at home will hear that. Wait, and even if it's just a subset, relatively a small number, you say the border is not open, but there is a subset of people who are being released into this country with no court date and no way to track them. I mean, that sounds like the border is open for some.
Savannah, the vast majority are being removed. I think if one asked any one of the...
You know, this guy should be arrested. This guy should be arrested for violating federal laws. He should be prosecuted. He's a liar. This guy should be removed from the public square. I'm not kidding. They would handcuff him and take him away. It's bad enough that he's such a creep about what he's done or hasn't done. But this constant lying and Joe Biden constantly hiding. And the idiot spokes idiot. It's just unbelievable. The American people can't even get the facts. Cut five, go.
I have to ask you a question. Does the president bear some responsibility for the surge we're seeing right now? I want to play you a piece of something he said during the campaign again back in 2019. Take a listen.
All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Mr. Secretary, they came. They're sitting outside along our border right now. It is cold at night. It is sizzling hot during the day. There is dust. There are children. They came. Did that messaging encourage people to make this crossing?
What encourages people to make the crossing is the false information, the lies that the smuggling organizations communicate.
Smugglers, you're just such a fake and a fraud. It's your policies. What lies are they being told? Hurry up, you can get into the United States. Is that a lie? We have millions and millions of people who've done it. Is that a lie? Didn't happen in the prior administration. It's the Republicans' fault. It's the judges' fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Abbott's fault. It's DeSantis' fault. And in Arizona, you know, we're doing everything we can. Shh, God darn. So there's Senator Ted Cruz, who's been fighting this left and right. He's actually on the border yesterday, and there's a reporter. Much like we had that reporter, remember, when Comer was done, talking about all the shell corporations. What about Trump? Because this is phony journalism today. Listen to this. Ted Cruz, cut six, go.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What rate of illegal immigration did we have in 2020? Do you know anything? I asked you a question.
How long have you been in office?
Do you know anything?
How long have you been in office?
I've been in office 11 years now.
And this has been kicked the can during multiple administrations.
Except your... Okay, you don't get to argue with me. You asked your question. You asked your question. You don't get... You want to hold a press conference, you can do it over there.
You have...
You want to hold a press conference, you can do it over there.
How are you,
Senator? So hold on. I'm going to answer his question. The talking point of the Democrats, which this media reporter happily parrots, is, gosh, the problem can't be fixed. There's one little problem with that. It is an utter and complete lie. In 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. You ask, what have I done? I've championed the men and women of Border Patrol. I've championed securing the border. I've championed Remain in Mexico. And we turned this problem around and solved it. And we went from Joe Biden inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. And the first day in office, he made political decisions to cause this problem. And you should be ashamed of yourself, because you're a reporter and you're not reporting facts. You're telling lies.
That a boy. But he's not ashamed of himself. He'll get a Pulitzer. Because this is what these frauds do. They know what it takes to get a Pulitzer. They know what it takes to get sort of maggot Haberman status, to get another gig, to write a book. They're grifters. That's what they are. More on Ted Cruz. Cut seven, go.
And I have to say, I am angry. Because this is deliberate. This is a decision that was made by President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and congressional Democrats to open up the border to what is nothing less than an invasion. Ask yourself, why is President Biden not here? Why is Kamala Harris not here? Why is Elizabeth Warren not here? Why is AOC, she still owns the white pantsuit, why is she not here with her head buried in her hands? Because they don't give a damn about the dead bodies. 6 weeks ago, I asked Secretary Mayorkas how many migrants died in the past year crossing illegally. He said, I don't know. The number's 853. But he can't be bothered to worry about that.
It's so true. It's so true. South Shore, Chicago. A resident said a protest, protesting against new illegal immigrants arriving in Chicago. Cut eight, go.
Politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have. Yeah. Are you aware that there are immigrant advocates at state houses all over this country who are advocating for non-citizen voting in local elections? What if that happened here? That would change the mindset of what we as a black community needs to thrive here in Chicago. That's a concern of ours. This is much bigger than the mayor of Chicago or Chicago Police Department. This is an effort to destroy our neighborhoods and silence our voices even further.
You know, I touched on this, I think it was yesterday, and exposed myself to the radical left propagandists and evil Marxists who would no doubt attack me, but I don't care. I pointed this out, that some of the communities that get hurt worst are the current Hispanic communities with American citizens and people who are here legally. They're going to be flooded with people they don't know. and the African-American communities. Because like it or not, those communities have more affordable housing. And they're in the cities. And people are going to flood into their communities. They're not going to know these people. And they're going to have to deal with it. In addition to the rest of the country. So that's what's taking place. And these foreigners, their kids are going to have to go to the public schools in those communities. They're going to use the hospitals in those communities. They're going to use the various infrastructures that have been set up in these communities. And it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a disaster. A mess, a disaster. That's why this man stood up, this African-American, South Shore Chicago resident, and he's protesting this. The white, upper middle class, and wealthy left-wing reporters, the corrupt Democrats, they don't care. Nothing that Biden does affects them. The price of food could never go high enough because they'll eat no matter what. They don't care about the cost of transportation. Most of them live in condos and gentrified communities. So what, as far as they're concerned? Most of them are overpaid, so whatever the price of energy is, they'll handle it. Plus, they like electric vehicles. Why not? Their kids don't go to these schools, most of them. They'll send them somewhere else if they don't like them. They can afford to do it. What's the big deal? They do not live the way that they demand everybody else live. They do not live in these communities that suffer from this. The media don't. The athletes don't. The Bidens don't. None of them. None of them live in the environments and the communities that they destroy. The crime, the drugs, the illegal immigration, the people at Mediaite, the people at Media Matters, the people at CBS and ABC and NBC, CNN, Jake Tapper, MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, the Scarboroughs, they don't live in these communities. So they sit there and pontificate. And I assume they defecate. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Don't fall for the free phone deals from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, folks. Just another trick to lock you into a long-term contract that's going to cost you a fortune every single month. Instead, get a brand new iPhone 12 from Pure Talk for just $12 a month at 0% interest, no contract. Cancel or leave anytime. Get a new iPhone, ultra-fast 5G service, and cut your cell phone bill in half. That's why I'm a Pure Talk customer. That's why you should be, too. You can switch right now at puretalk.com in as little as 10 minutes. Choose from a variety of unlimited talk and text plans starting at $30 a month with plenty of high-speed data, all backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save 50% off your first month. An iPhone 12 for $12 a month and save on your monthly bill. PureTalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Restrictions apply. You can see the site for details. Just to show you, well, really, to underscore what you already know, how deceitful, dishonest, and really shameless these phony reporters are. Remember April Ryan? Remember, she was a reporter. Wasn't she a reporter for PBS or NPR for a while, Mr. Producer, and then a commentator on CNN or MSLSD? I mean, they're the same thing. Well, she's at the White House press briefing yesterday, with Mayorkas. Very busy, Mayorkas. Running from press room to press room. He so did the Susan Rice of the Benghazi movement. Cut nine, go.
The southern border is not just Mexicans. It is Haitians. It's Africans, as we've seen.
Oh, yes, we know that. There's a whole rainbow coalition of illegal aliens coming across the border. Did somebody say it was just Mexicans? No, nobody said that, April. You know, even in May, April, you should have at least two brain cells to rub together. Let's start over, Mr. Producer. Cut nine, go.
The southern border is not just Mexicans. It is Haitians. It's Africans, as we've seen, particularly with that issue with the Haitians being whipped with the reins or the horses. But what is there?
Well, let me just correct you right there, because actually the investigation concluded that the whipping did not occur.
I'm sorry. I saw it differently. They were whipped with something from the horse, reins from a horse. Maybe the video or the picture was fixed, but what I saw was totally different. I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave you as corrected.
Do you believe this? Maybe the video or the picture was fixed. These are the Trump haters. Maybe the video or the picture was fixed. Because I know what I saw, and what I saw and how I processed that. Those are the facts, not the facts. The facts aren't the facts. What I say are the facts. Now, I saw something. And I say that those Haitians were whipped. Well, we investigated this. Well, what's the picture? The video must have been fixed. Now, right there, she should have gotten the hook, her press credentials removed, and whoever pays her salary as a press operation should fire her ass. Because this exposes everything, does it not? It's pretty incredible. She doesn't care. And this, by the way, this is the mindset of the American media. I don't care what the facts are. This is what I want to happen. This is my narrative. I am projecting. That's the way it is. Much more. We keep our foot on the gas pedal, even though it's Friday. I'll be right back. Don't fall for the free phone deals from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, folks. Just another trick to lock you into a long-term contract that's going to cost you a fortune every single month. Instead, get a brand new iPhone 12 from Pure Talk for just $12 a month at 0% interest, no contract. Cancel or leave anytime. Get a new iPhone, ultra-fast 5G service, and cut your cell phone bill in half. That's why I'm a Pure Talk customer. That's why you should be, too. You can switch right now at puretalk.com in as little as 10 minutes. Choose from a variety of unlimited talk and text plans starting at $30 a month with plenty of high-speed data, all backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save 50% off your first month. An iPhone 12 for $12 a month and save on your monthly bill. PureTalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Restrictions apply. You can see the site for details.
Nobody says it better than Mark Levin.
I'll go with what Mark Levin said, because nobody could say it better.
Call in now at 877-381-3811.
By the way, this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, wow, oh wow, wow. Holy mackerel, whatever that means. Life, Liberty, and Levin, 8 p.m. Eastern, killer. You can DVR the show if you're not sure if you can watch it. Watch it live. A lot of people do DVR it. You should set your DVR right now so you don't forget. 8 p.m. Eastern. Josh Hawley, Kaylee McEnany. It's a killer show and a killer opening statement. And I know you're going to love it. And as long as you folks keep watching it, I'll keep doing it. So I hope you'll check it out this Sunday, like every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, if you can't watch it live or you're not sure if you'll be able to, you can always DVR the program. And you can set your DVR right now for that time. Also, yesterday was a very important day in the Levin household. It was the birthday of our son, Chase, who's 32 years old now. It's unbelievable. 32 years old. Time flies, and the older you get, the faster it flies. And he is a terrific young man. We're all very, very proud of him. And we love him very much. And just thought you'd want to know. Even if you don't, I thought I'd tell you. One more, then we're going to move along. Move along. Governor Ron DeSantis just signed some really compelling legislation on illegal immigration in Florida's border. And they will not recognize driver's licenses given by other states to illegal aliens, such as New York and New Jersey and California. And other things that they've done that are so smart. Cut 10, go.
We'd shut it down. We would not entertain any of these bogus asylum claims at the border. First of all, when you do an asylum claim, you're supposed to go to a port of entry. This is not break into the country, then claim asylum. That's not the way it works. You also have to apply for asylum in a safe country, your first safe country you get to. So if you have somebody crossing five countries to get to our southern border, that is not valid asylum. They would have had to have done that. So just rejecting that idea, having them wait in Mexico if they do have a potentially valid claim before that can be done, you're removing the incentives for them to want to come to begin with. They're coming now because Biden has told them anybody can come. And once you come, you know you're going to end up getting back. You also need to take all the people that came for Biden, and they do need to be sent back to their home country. There's no other way you can do this unless you're willing to send back.
And Dwight Eisenhower did exactly that. And we know the liberals and the Democrats love Ike. They always point to Ike. That's okay. Ike ordered his military to round up a million illegal aliens at the time and remove them. And they did it within 6 months. I wonder what the New York Times would think about that. Well, not really. I don't care what they think about anything. Cut 11, go.
You know, you have this Mexican president. He's criticizing Florida for enacting laws against illegal immigration. It's like he's got a disaster on his hands. He's got cartels that are totally out of control that are running his country. And all the millions of people coming into our country, they're all going through his country. I mean, what kind of a country just allows people by the millions to just traverse through like that?
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's all very, very true. And of course, the media, for the most part, don't want to hear DeSantis's view of immigration. No, no, no. The loser, the fraud, and the phony, Mayorkas. He's the one we want to listen to, America. And why is that? Because he's a liar, that's why. And he truly is. And that's one of the reasons he should be impeached. And we need an impeachment effort now underway to Well, Mark, we don't have the votes to I don't care. They didn't have the votes to remove Trump either. You got to do what you can do. If you do what you can do, you never know. But you've got to do what you can do in order to make it abundantly clear that you're not going to tolerate this sort of stuff. Otherwise, it's just going to continue and continue and continue. We have to move on, ladies and gentlemen. So we will. New York Times, I had mentioned this briefly in a moment ago, as Guy Benson. Guy Benson is a good guy. Met him on an airplane or right before we got on. We never met before. Just a terrific guy. The New York Times, he writes at town hall, actually the Biden family enrichment scheme exonerates Biden or something. Real Clear Politics founder Tom Bevin was so astounded by this New York Times headline that he experienced a holy bleep moment, literally. We wrote about the House Oversight Committee unveiling new evidence and raising new questions about the Biden family's wide-ranging enrichment scheme featuring serious allegations of influence peddling. Based on bank records, it appears as though at least 9 members of the family received payments totaling approximately $10 million from foreign sources, which were routed through various banks and LLCs, a labyrinth, Republicans say, was designed to make the money difficult to track. I think that's beyond dispute. We also noted in our previous analysis, he says, that Biden has made demonstrably false statements about his family's foreign business dealings, including provably inaccurate denials of basic facts supported by evidence. The New York Times evidently listened to what Oversight Committee members presented and concluded that the real story was an exoneration of Biden. An exoneration. Here's their headline. House Republican report finds no evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden. This is why the country's collapsing. This could have been written in the 1930s, where they could have said, New York Times finds no evidence that Jews are being liquidated in Europe. Because they covered that up too. They covered that up too. And so despite all this evidence that something's wrong, shouldn't the New York Times be asking why this family set up 20 shell companies? Shouldn't the New York Times be asking what the $1 million was for? Should the New York Times be asking why 179 wire transfers were flagged by the Department of Treasury? Shouldn't the New York Times ask what's happened to this money? Shouldn't the New York Times ask why 3 grandchildren were on the list? Shouldn't the New York Times ask something? Anything? Shouldn't the Attorney General of the United States at this point appoint a special counsel? Shouldn't. They're in a massive cover-up mode, is the ruling class and their media pravda, the Democrat Party and their prosecutors, all sitting on their hands because they know there's not a damn thing anybody else can do about this. What are you going to do? I would encourage the House Republicans to just continue to reveal as much information as they can, because at some point it'll boil over. At some point it'll boil over. There are a handful of Senate Republicans. Ron Johnson, what's the other guy's name, Mr. Purdue? The old guy. Anyway, a handful of them from Iowa. I just can't remember his name. Grassley and others, handful of them, who continue to raise these issues, but they're getting no help from Mitch McConnell, who's busy burping into his chest. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Don't fall for the free phone deals from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, folks. Just another trick to lock you into a long-term contract that's going to cost you a fortune every single month. Instead, get a brand new iPhone 12 from Pure Talk for just $12 a month at 0% interest, no contract. Cancel or leave anytime. Get a new iPhone, ultra-fast 5G service, and cut your cell phone bill in half. That's why I'm a Pure Talk customer. That's why you should be, too. You can switch right now at puretalk.com in as little as 10 minutes. Choose from a variety of unlimited talk and text plans starting at $30 a month with plenty of high-speed data, all backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save 50% off your first month. An iPhone 12 for $12 a month and save on your monthly bill. PureTalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Restrictions apply. You can see the site for details. You know, folks, I never mention it, so I'm going to mention it, and I'm going to mention it more often. my podcast. If you missed this program or you want to hear it again, something caught your attention, or if it's been preempted, there's always the podcast. And this is what you do. You go to marklevinshow.com, marklevinshow.com. That's the Mothership website. Click on Audio Rewind at the top and pick your favorite podcast platform. It's that simple. Or go to your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, so forth. Search Mark Levin Show and subscribe. Either way, it's free. Free, free, free. MarkLevinShow.com. Click on Audio Rewind at the top and pick your favorite podcast platform. Or go directly to your favorite podcast platform and search Mark Levin Show and subscribe for free. And they have the full program. I want to tell you something else that's very exciting that we've been doing now for several months and I haven't been mentioning. So I should. You can also now find all of my full podcasts, interviews, and specials that we put together on YouTube. On YouTube. Here's what you do. You go to youtube.com/MarkLevinShow. youtube.com/MarkLevinShow. Or search Mark Levin Show in YouTube. It's a fantastic site. It's a lot of fun. We have staff that works on this. Some of my interviews, some of the specials I've done on the podcast, some of the constitutional discussions that we've had here on the program. There's been a great effort to try and synthesize parts of the program, and now put them on YouTube. So again, where do you find this? Here, write this down. You can go to youtube.com/MarkLevinShow. youtube.com/MarkLevinShow, or just search Mark Levin Show in YouTube. It's probably the easiest way. And you can now find all my full podcasts and interviews and specials and constitutional discussions there too. So we're trying to make the content of the program more broadly available, since I'm proud to say it. I'm proud of you. I'm blessed by you. It's in great demand, so we want to make it more available. It's all free. It's all free. Free of charge. Did I mention it's free, Mr. Producer? You know, many years ago when I talked about gold, moving on, there was a story done, I think, by Politico or something, attacking the whole idea of gold. And a little birdie told me that the Washington Post is working on the same thing. They have nothing to do. They regurgitate stuff. This is what they do. I don't worry about them. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care what they say. I think they had to be purchased in part by a billionaire in Mexico, or was it the New York Times? One or the other. Oh, no. They were purchased by Bezos at Amazon. But I do believe you should diversify. I diversify. And by the way, not just in gold. I diversify in gold. I diversify in gems. Not with all my money, with a little percentage of my money. And other issues, other items, too. Where I can, real estate and so forth. That's what smart people do. That's why smart people don't work at the Washington Post. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Wasn't that their old line? Oh, you don't know. You didn't live in the Washington area, Mr. Producer. They used to do a commercial say, if you don't get it, you don't get it. Or something about democracy dies in darkness. Oh, then I better read the Washington Post if I want to save the country. No, I don't think so. It's not how you save the country. It's how you lose the country. In any event, ladies and gentlemen, I do what I suggest other people do. The same thing. American Financing, I've used them. They're absolutely terrific. My family's used them. And so I'm very proud of what we do here. All right. I shall return. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. I am reading. Somebody sent me a link that, and I have no idea if this is true, that Ron DeSantis may announce his candidacy for president next week, perhaps early next week. I'm not going to circle back and ask him because that's up to him to decide when and how he wants to do it. Not up to me to poke around and so forth and so on. I will tell you this. Those are two conservatives, DeSantis and Trump. And you will make your decisions on how you want to go depending on a number of factors. But what I cannot oblige is to have these rhinos who are going to try and knock both of them off as if there's some juggernaut for Chris Sununu. Or Chris Christie, or Asa Hutchinson. Chris Sununu says he's very upset about the way Republicans have responded to the decision in the rape case where there was not adjudicated a rape in Manhattan. Chris Sununu, have we invited him on the show, Mr. Producer? Let's get him on the show if we can. Chris Sununu doesn't mention the fact that Donald Trump was not convicted of rape, and that's what he was accused of. He doesn't mention the fact of how this trial was even handled. How it was even handled. The information that was not allowed in and the information that was allowed in. And the standard of proof. And he doesn't mention the fact that the jury's finding was not what Trump was accused of by the woman, which is bizarre. I'm just saying it's bizarre. Now, we have to be able to discuss these things without being accused of all kinds of weird motives and everything else. But apparently we have Republican rhinos that do not want it discussed. They just want you to attack. Not them, of course. Anybody but them. Does anybody outside of New Hampshire, who doesn't live in New Hampshire, who doesn't read the press in New Hampshire, have any idea that what Chris Sununu has done as governor? Don't tell me bringing people together. If he wants to bring people together, he can be a pastor. I'm interested in defeating the Marxists, defeating them, defeating the Bernie Sanders and his ilk. And by the way, when Ben Shapiro apparently said the other day that Bernie Sanders, did he say something to the effect, Mr. Producer, is not really Jewish? Well, we Jews understood what he meant. Bernie Sanders despised the state of Israel. Bernie Sanders has nothing to do with his faith. Bernie Sanders was born a Jew. He was born a male, presumably. He supports every organized effort to destroy the state of Israel, including BDS. He defends the Palestinian Authority, which is responsible for terrorism and killing not just Israelis, but Americans. And he accuses Israel of being an apartheid state. And he's very close to Talib, who's about as anti-Semitic as they get. That's what Ben Shapiro means. That's what I mean. But if it makes Mediaite and the others feel better, I'll put it this way. Bernie Sanders is a self-hating Jew. He's your quintessential example. How about that? Is that better? Not only that, he's a self-hating American. Not only that, he's a Marxist. Not only that, he's a fill-in-the-blank. If I were just doing a podcast, I'd tell you what he is. But isn't it interesting? So Ben comes under attack. But Ben is right. 100% right. All right, here. The computer's not working, so I have to do everything off my iPhone. Have you noticed how often that happens? Here we have Newsmax. Police suspects said they wanted to kill a white person. I haven't seen this anywhere but Newsmax. Wonder why that is. Police in Louisiana said a racial component might have been the motive behind the drive-by fatal shooting of a handyman in early April. Lawrence Herr, a 66-year-old white man, was killed April 10 while installing a mailbox outside a home in Kenner, Louisiana, a suburb of New Orleans. Taj Matthews, 23, and Morris Holmes, 25, were African-Americans, were arrested the next day and charged with first-degree murder. Matthews and Holmes are being held at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center. First-degree murder charge does not allow suspects to have bond, but the suspects' defense attorneys filed a motion to reduce the bond, which was denied. At the hearing, the lead detective on the case, Nick Engler, was asked why Matthews and Holmes targeted her. Engler said that under questioning, Matthews said they, quote, wanted to kill a white person, unquote, WWL-TV reported. Engler also said Matthews confessed to stashing the gun in an attic at his home, and the police recovered a gun at that location. The detective also obtained a search warrant for Holmes's residence, but nothing else was found there. Tests for DNA evidence on the gun retrieved from Matthews' home have not come back. In testimony, the detective revealed that Herr was shot one time. An autopsy revealed the bullet went through his back and out through his chest. Kenner Police Department said it used a license plate reader camera system to track a vehicle that drove past her on Georgetown Drive before making a U-turn to a stop at Georgetown and Northwest Drive. Police said the vehicle was then seen passing her a second time, making another U-turn at the intersection. The video tracking showed the suspects drove toward her a third time, paused in the street for a few seconds before passing and shooting him. This was a heinous drive-by assassination of a kind, caring man who was helping others. Kenner Police Chief Keith Conley said in a news conference, "We were determined to end the rage of the criminals before they could target anyone else." That has not received any national news. None. Now, the Marine who stopped a man who has a long and deep violent past, who's had many run-ins with the law and the courts in Manhattan, the Marine, the Good Samaritan, 24 years old, who stepped in to stop this individual from threatening and continuing to threaten other people, potentially with their lives. One can only know, one can only judge what might have happened if this Good Samaritan hadn't stepped in. He obviously took the guy down to the floor, got him in a chokehold, and the individual died. And so now the district attorney, as I discussed with you late in the program last evening, has charged the Good Samaritan, the Marine, with murder. I think it's not capital murder or first-degree murder, but murder nonetheless. Didn't take it to a grand jury or anything like that. This is Alvin Bragg. Many people have been killed in Manhattan. Many people have been raped in Manhattan. Many people have been assaulted and battered in Manhattan who haven't spent 1 minute in jail. That is, the perps haven't. But the mob is out there, as we discussed last evening. The radical left-wing mob, they gather, they make demands. It's like the old cowboy movies you used to watch, you know, where they come to the jail, as the movies have it, and they have burning posts and all the rest of it, burning clubs and pitchforks, and they demand justice right on the spot. So Alvin Bragg gives it to them, for all intents and purposes. So he's charged. That's received a lot of national attention. The murder of the handyman in Louisiana has received no national attention. None. Because our media are corrupt. They are disgusting. They are filled with left-wing goons and hacks who push a narrative. Could care less about this country. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3. You know, ladies and gentlemen, none of us are of pure blood. None of us. God knows how far back our ancestry goes. You know, when you consider it, it goes all the way back to the beginning. We're all related. I swear I have some black blood. I really do. I really do. And by that I mean, of course, heritage, ancestry. And it's very likely, as a matter of fact, according to this DNA thing I did, what's it, ancestry.com, years and years ago. It's very likely. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, I often think we'd be a more peaceful, united country. But for the politicians and the media. But for people who want to rip us to shreds. Black and white, brown and yellow, red. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But for these politicians and but for the media and their ilk, I really do think we'd be so much more united. It doesn't matter how diverse our backgrounds are. the vast majority of us want the same thing. Want the same thing. Anyway, there you go. There you go. Mitch Landrieu was the mayor, I think, of New Orleans. His family had owned Louisiana for a long time. The Republicans broke through. He's a Biden advisor. He's at a White House briefing today, and he wants you to know that Biden really believes in equity. He really, truly does. In other words, they keep saying effectively, Biden really is a Marxist, you know. Cut 18, go!
Secretary Buttigieg has appeared where you're standing now and discussed how federal funds will be used to redesign urban areas that are assessed to contain infrastructure that was racist in its original design and its original execution.
All right, can we stop a minute? Do we have evidence that infrastructure was racist in its original design? Now, they talk about railroad tracks and refiners, all these things in minority neighborhoods, but they're also in white neighborhoods. One of the neighborhoods that Joe Biden won't visit, called Palestine, Ohio, where the railroad tracks run right through the town. And you know the rest of the story. And Joe Biden won't go there. Buttigieg had to be pressured to go there. They've done next to nothing for that town. I live in I'm surrounded by very, very wealthy people. Not all, but some. And they're literally railroad tracks about a mile and a quarter from my house. I hear them late at night. And I love to hear trains at night, by the way. I don't mean right up against them. I mean in the distance. And it carries all kinds of freight. It's got petrol. It's got all that stuff. Right outside the town. So we listen to these assumptions. We listen to these hypotheticals that the left keeps throwing at us. And by the way, a lot of these communities, they weren't minority to begin with. I can tell you now, North Philadelphia. North Philadelphia used to be Irish, German, Jewish, Italian. Now it's African American. There are bridges there in the middle of the town and everything else, but they were built before the migration from the South. I'll be right back. You know, I recently learned about Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want, fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you too can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com, use code LEVIN, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout, get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code LEVIN at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that my Chinese technology is not working, isn't that where everything's made, Mr. Producer? The computer and everything else? We're going to take some calls, okay? Let's take some calls. Let's go to Jim, WABC, Brooklyn, New York. How may I help you, sir? Speaker, forever hold yourself. Jim is gone. Sorry, Jim. Jimmy, WABC, Brooklyn, New York. Go right ahead, please.
Remember a year or so ago, I talked about the communist newspaper that that the de Blasio, the Democrat, took a whole page ad out of. Well, in this latest issue, they're kind of praising the COVID virus because it says here, that the title of this, however briefly, COVID cured us of capitalism. Mm-hmm. It says here, the masks became a symbol of communal sacrifice for the greater good. It goes on, when the COVID swept across the earth, it destroyed lives, but it also destroyed briefly a way of life and that was deadlier than the virus. It cured us of capitalism. This is very dangerous stuff. I want you to get this. This was the Independent. They spell it I-N-D-Y, independent.org, May 2023. Mm-hmm. It's by Nicholas Powers. It's titled, However Briefly, COVID Cured Us of Capitalism. There's several quotes here. I call them nuggets. I got it underlined. It's probably too much to read now at the end of the day. Again, Independent, I-N-D-Y, independent.org, May 2023. This is very important. Can I do one more thing?
One more.
The New York Times secret agreement with Stalin, okay? This is called the Gordon Dispatch from 1931. It says here, in conclusion, Durante pointed out that in agreement with the New York Times and Soviet authorities, his official dispatches always reflect the official opinion of the Soviet regime and not his own. Mm-hmm. This means the Soviets had a long-term relation with the Soviets that never broke.
With the New York Times.
New York Times, yes. Mm-hmm. The Gordon Dispatch.
Isn't it amazing to you that all these people want to work for the New York Times, that it's the paper of record, that people like Maggie Haberman are proud to be with the New York Times? The New York Times has blood on its hands, and a lot of blood on its hands. It was a mouthpiece for Stalin. It was sympathetic to the Third Reich. It helped censor the Holocaust. It helped bring Castro into power. I could go on and on. This is a newspaper, a corporation that is so anti-American, even to this day, and all this blood on its hands over the last century. And you have these fools that want to work for it. We can't say that. I would say the old gray lady is an old red lady. Wouldn't you say that?
Openly, Castro, Mao, Stalin, like you said, they have blood on their hands. They also created the impression that cocaine was relatively safe and harmless. If you look at the cumulative effect of the New York Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post have a long relationship with the Institute for Policy Studies, KGB Front Group in Washington.
Now, who founded that?
That was founded by, one of them was Mark Congressman Raskin's father, Marcus
Raskin. That's right.
Raskin.
And nobody ever asks Mr. Raskin about that, do they?
No, they don't. No,
and
they
Mr.
don't.
And Mr. Raskin won't come on my show, will he?
I don't think he would. And this is all part of the New World Information Order that was started. It was in the Soviet publication. The New York Times is involved. We are being kicked around in every direction. I just wish there were more conservative media people, Mark, that would talk about this. Mm-hmm. Listen, you should interview me, Mark. I could bring documents. You could put them on your screen. We could have a
All right. Jimmy, let's not get carried away. All right, my friend. Thank you for your call. Jimmy's been calling in a long time. He's a good guy, but we'll continue to call in. Let's see. Let's go to Rhonda in Thousand Oaks, California. Rhonda, how are you? Hello?
Hello. I'm in Ocala, Florida.
Oh.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Ocala, Florida. We were close, only 2,000 miles away. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes. Hey, I just...
WSKY.
Thank you.
What?
Yes.
Ma'am? All right. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to thank you, actually. About 3 months ago, I started listening to you, and I didn't know what to do and how to go about things, but in just the last 3 months, I've joined the Convention of States. Now I'm working on a district captain for them. I've already, my son actually identified instead of the books that were being handed in his class, some teachers were tearing out pages, and he actually received one that was pornographic in nature, and Whoa. He took a picture of it. And so I've also met with the principal at the school to squelch what was going on there. And all of this has happened just in the last three months. I never thought of myself as really overly patriotic or religious, but I'm finding myself to be both. I just
Aren't
to
you
thank
fantastic?
You know, I have an outlet.
Well, God bless you. And doesn't it feel better challenging these people and engaging them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless you. That's wonderful. It's not wonderful what's happening in our country, but it's wonderful that you're confronting them. All right, Rhonda. That was Rhonda. Tony, WABC New York, Clifton, New Jersey. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, Mark. Mm-hmm. I hope you're feeling better this week.
I am. Thank you.
And thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. So
you're welcome.
I wanted to let you know that I wanted to thank you, too, because you have helped me sort out the insanity around us and call us what it is. So I'm just going to share with you quickly my thoughts on the second-degree murder charge of Daniel Penny and the tragic death of Jordan Neely. And as I see it, I see the Marxist mark on this whole thing for lack of caring, which is a sign of Marxism. They don't care about the individual. And also for the propaganda in the charging of Jordan Neely, because I didn't see in the charges or hear any mention of any, I don't know if I say this word right, corroboration of the other witnesses. This seemed to me to be a bogus charge, something like the Marxists would do. So I want to thank you because I was really able to call it what it was and be sad about it and at least know that I've seen it before and I know what it is and this isn't what my country
is
about.
And Tony, you see the mob forms demanding, they don't demand justice, they demand a hanging. That's what they demand. And the media have racialized everything. The Democrat Party has racialized everything. The Democrat Party platforms on the internet have racialized everything because they believe this will advance their cause. And so this is all racialized. I pointed out the man who was murdered in Louisiana. There's not a word about him. Nothing. And now this Marine, a good Samaritan, he can't be sure how things are going to end up when you step in. But on the other hand, what if he hadn't stepped in? For all we know, somebody would have been hurt as a result of what this guy was doing. So we do have that. Tony, I want to thank you very, very much. You're very kind. I want to remind myself to tell all you ladies out there, Happy Mother's Day. Those of you who are mothers, of course. And I want to thank you. And, of course, Democrats will not be celebrating Mother's Day. Because if you don't know what a woman is, I don't know how you celebrate Mother's Day. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I just want you folks to know how lucky I am and how lucky I know I am to have you out there. It is a tremendous blessing. It's a tremendous blessing to have each and every one of you as my extended family. And I hope you feel the same way. And there are millions of us, millions of you who are listening. who feel the same way, who share the same values and beliefs, who love this country, who's had family members who've served this country, if you haven't, and want it to survive and thrive. I want to thank you all for listening to this program, for watching Life, Liberty, and Levin at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox, for joining us at Levin TV. It's a great honor. Obviously, I won't be doing it forever. God calls us all. And I also want to say this. I wish my mother were here. I miss her tremendously. And I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day up in heaven. My beautiful wife, my wonderful mother-in-law, just terrific, and my beautiful daughter. She's a mother as well. And all the rest of you mothers out there, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We go to America every Friday in honor of you. Here we go. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. God bless each and every one of you. The week is over. The weekend has officially begun. Please don't forget, 8 p.m. Sunday, Life, Liberty, and Levin. If you can't watch it live, you can DVR it. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, and the men and women in Ukraine and Taiwan. Good night to all my little doggies. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Leo. Good night, Joe. And good night, America.